You are listening to Radio Sai Global Harmony. Please visit our website radiosai.org to listen to our free internet streaming service. On this website, you can access audio streams. The first three are Asia Stream, Afri Stream and Ameri Stream, which offer you programs in the languages common to these geographic regions. The other two streams are Bhajan Stream and Discourse Stream. Click on the Bhajan Stream to listen to Asai Bhajan at any time of the day. Similarly, to listen to the divine voice of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, please log on to the Discourse Stream. Just log on to radiosai.org and experience the divine love of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. For any inquiries, please email us at listener@radiosai.org.
Thank you, Sister Karuna, for that wonderful segment of Morning Glory. I am sure our listeners would have enjoyed it, especially the conversation with Brother Sriram, in which he told us many of his cherished memories being Swami's student in Bhagwan's University. Dear listeners, if you have missed listening to this lively conversation, don't worry. You can always download it from our website, radiosai.org. Dear listeners, I am Team Radio Sai's Raghu, and placing my loving pranams at Swami's Divine Lotus Feet, I welcome you all for today's Thursday Live, coming to you live from Prashant Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the universe. This is the segment, Service, Love in Action. And as always, in this segment, I discuss with our listeners about the various service activities done by Swami's devotees and his students. But dear listeners, before we get into discussing some seva stories today, at the outset, let's listen to a beautiful Ganesh bhajan.
Thank you. Listening to Radio Sai Global Harmony. Radio Sai brings to you every day the teachings and the universal message of love of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba.
Sai Ram, dear listeners, welcome back to today's Thursday Live. This is the segment Service Love in Action, and I am Team Radio Sai's Raghu. In today's episode, dear listeners, I'll be talking about the various service activities undertaken by the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization in the South Indian state of Kerala. Well, the state of Kerala is often referred to as God's own country. The legend says that warrior sage Parashuram, the sixth avatar of Lord Vishnu, the preserver of the universe, stood on a lofty cliff and ordered the violent sea to recede by throwing his warrior axe in the sea. The sea obeyed his commands, and the land that emerged of the sea waters came to be known as Kerala. And that's why the state of Kerala is often referred to as God's own country. As I was telling you, dear listeners, a lot of service activities are going on in the state of Kerala. And just a couple of days back, I had recorded a conversation with the state president of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization of Kerala. And let's now listen to that conversation. Dear listeners, Sai Ram, welcome to a new episode of our radio series, Serving in the Name of Sai. In this series, we discuss about the various service activities undertaken by Swami students and his devotees across the world. And today, dear listeners, I am pleased to have with me in our studios three guests, and they are from the Indian state of Kerala. Professor Mukundan, who is the state president of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization Kerala. Then Sri Ramachandran, the state coordinator, Gent section of the state of Kerala, and Sri Samuels, the state coordinator for the Sri Satya Sai Rehabilitation Program. Sai Ram, and welcome to the studios of Radio Sai. Dear listeners, in the Indian state of Kerala, a lot of service activities are going on, as I was talking to Mukundan sir a few days back. So I requested him to come here and speak to us about the various service activities. And today he has agreed to speak about one of the many service activities, the Sri Satya Sai Rehabilitation Program. Let's know more about this service activity, the secret service activity that has been going on in the state of Kerala. So again, sir, Sai Ram, and let's start with you. Please tell us, what is this SSSRP?
With Bhagawan's infinite grace, Sri Satya Sai Rehabilitation Program was introduced in Kerala in the year 2009.
Okay.
And the main objective is, this is an extension of Sai Love to the operated patients who have been operated either at Parthi or Whitefield.
That is the super specialty hospital.
Super specialty hospital.
Okay.
And this is a program of continuing care to them. And this is organized by two wings of Satya Sai Sai organization Kerala, namely Sai Met, which is the forum of doctors and paramedicals, and Sai Niti, which is the forum of lawyers.
Okay, Sai Math and Sai Niti. Yeah, please briefly describe this Sai Math and Sai Niti.
The Kerala organization was always taking care to spread Swami's messages in different sections of the people. Okay. That is why we have formed different forms for the different categories on the profession wise. So we have formed a forum for the doctors and paramedicals, and that is the Sai Math.
Sai Math.
Sai Math. And we have formed.
Does it stand for anything like
Sai Medical Service?
Medical Service.
The short form is Sai Met. And Sai Niti is the forum of lawyers in Kerala. I'm very happy to say, with the grace of Bhagawan, now this is an accredited agency of the High Court of Kerala, which means that our workers can go to any institution because this is an accredited agency for legal awareness programs. So Sai Niti and Sai Met are taking care of the rehabilitation program in Kerala.
Okay. So these rehabilitation programs are done for what type of patients? Yeah, you told the patients that have been treated in the super specialty hospitals. So, is it cardiac patients, all patients?
This is only for cardiac patients, those who are operated either at Parthi Super Specialty Hospital at Parthi or the hospital at Whitefield.
Okay. So now, what are the different activities that are being taken in this SSRP?
Under the SRP, Sathya Sai Rehabilitation Program, we are having one doctor in each district who is taking care of the patients who are coming from that particular district. There is a state coordinator for the program and a joint coordinator and district in charges. The district in charges are really doing this work. And these office bearers meet once in a month for evaluation, planning and training. And we have got a primary Sathya Sai hospital at Shornur, which is the center headquarters for this program.
Okay. So now the different activities, you please tell us.
Actually, with Bhagawan's grace, this program, as I told you, this started in 2009. At that time, we had only 400 patients.
Okay.
But now, under the SRP program, we are having 3,000 patients in Kerala, whom, with Bhagawan's grace, we are taking care of, organization is taking care of.
So, in all districts, a few doctors come forward and they follow up the patients.
Exactly.
If they need some medicines, they provide to the patients. So, the patients will be aware of these doctors and they have to come every month?
Actually, the functioning of this program is this. At Puttaparthi, when the patient is operated and discharged from the hospital authorities give the address and phone number of the district coordinator of SRP to him.
Okay.
And it is the responsibility of the district coordinator to contact the patient immediately. And a pro forma is given for follow-up. And this pro forma is given to send to the Shornur Hospital, where the headquarters is.
What is this pro forma?
Pro forma for follow-up program.
Okay.
What we should do for the patient after operation.
Uh-huh. That will be given by the hospital.
Yeah. That will be sent to Shornur Hospital. With all the details, or we will follow it up. The concerned district coordinator will follow it up. And at Whitefield, the pro forma is given to the patient himself or herself. This list will be sent to our center for necessary follow-up.
Okay, so now how many patients are being benefited by Sathya Sai Rehabilitation Program?
At present, we are having 3,000 patients who are given continuous help by the organization.
Okay, that is from the year 2009.
That is
now, it's been 3 years almost.
Yes.
Okay. So now, how are the beneficiaries reacting to this? Like, are all the beneficiaries Swami's devotees or they have been coming for the first time?
There are three categories of the patients who are operated.
Okay.
The first category, we call them adopted patients. Adopted patients mean we provide them medicine, whatever they need. Medicine, food, schooling of the children, construction of home houses for them, and total care for them. That is totally adopted.
Yeah, patient. Adopting the patient.
And we have got 120 patients, such patients.
Of the 3,000 patients.
Out of the 3,000, 120 need total help.
So very poor patients.
Very poor, extremely poor patients. And the second category of the patients are the patients who need only the medicines. So we provide them the medicines at their doorstep every month continuously.
Okay.
And the third type of patient, they don't need any particular help from us, but only counseling.
Counseling.
And how they should live the lifestyle after the operation. So we provide the awareness for them how to live after the operation. So three categories of the patients are there.
Okay. Now, how often you conduct these programs?
Once in 3 months. The doctors meet the patients once in 3 months. under this program, the most important aspect is the house visits by the district coordinators.
Mm.
District coordinators regularly go to their houses, provide medicines, and understand what are their needs. And this is the most important aspect.
How often they go, sir, to the houses?
Weekly once.
Weekly once, okay.
Yes. Mm. And another important aspect of this program is Satya Sai Hriday Sangamam,
mm.
which we conduct once in 6 months in all the districts.
Mm.
All the operated patients and their family members will come for the function.
Mm.
There will be bhajan, satsang, medical camp, and they will express their experiences also.
Mm.
For example, recently we had a Satya Sai Hriday Sangamam at Calicut,
mm.
where more than 1,000 patients and relatives participated. My Sai brother, K.P. Ramindran, was present there. Okay. He can add to this.
Yeah, please.
Last month, there was a Hriday Sangamam of the cardiac operated patients and their family members. Altogether, there were about 2,500
people
were.
Where was this conductor?
Calicut district. And we provided food for them from breakfast, lunch, and evening tea.
Mm.
It was a full day program.
So what was the program? What all activities happened?
Because the program was inaugurated by the health minister of Kerala, Mr.
Okay.
Shivakumar. He praised the Swami's service activities, particularly in the medical field.
Mm.
And he exhorted that this type of hospitals should come in India, all over India, and therefore the poor patients can have benefit of that.
Mm.
And the local member of parliament, Mr. Raghavan, he has visited several times at Puttaparthi. He has explained everything to the audience. And afterwards, some of them gave their experiences.
Okay, the beneficiaries, patients.
And all the audience were in tears at that time.
Were moved.
Very much moved.
Mm.
He said that after his operation, the next morning, he saw the doctor came with a sack of blood.
Okay.
And he asked why you have come with this blood. And he said that yesterday at the operation time, some blood wasted on your body. I am of the same blood group.
Oh.
Therefore,
so the doctor himself is donating the blood.
He said that it was a moving experience.
Mm.
And another experience that there was a middle-aged lady from the Malappuram district of Kerala, very orthodox Muslim. She has gone for Hajj once in to the Mecca.
Mm.
And she shared her experience. She said that I had been to Puttaparthi to show gratitude to Lord Sai because her son was having a cardiac problem. It was operated upon from this hospital, otherwise he would have died.
Mm.
He said that this is my second Hajj pilgrimage.
Okay.
And if he is not God, who is God in this world? She asked. Then some others have also shared their experience. And most of them were Muslims, Orthodox Muslims.
Most of the patients are Muslims.
And one Muslim told the audience that in their community, if any cardiac disease affected person is there, the family members will go to their elderly person. The elderly person, the first advice will be, you go to the place of Baba.
Okay.
There they will give the correct information to you. Then only you go to other places where heavy expenditure is involved.
No.
Like that, it was a very grand program, and we had a sumptuous lunch at the time we had given them. Then all press and all praised that program.
Very much.
The next day, very good reports came. And this sort of this Hriday Sangam has a great impact in the society now.
Okay. So how often you conduct this Hriday Sangam?
Once
in 6 months. Okay.
In all the districts.
In fact, somebody asked Swami why there is no advertisement for Swami's hospital, because so much service activities, so many patients are treated free of cost. Then Swami told, my patients themselves are the walking advertisements.
And especially in Malappuram district, you can say that it is these people who are spreading Swami's messages today and doing the work of the organization.
Okay. So they are also coming forward and joining the organization.
Exactly.
Mm.
And many of them have come coming for that our security work.
Prashanti Seva.
Their family members.
Mm.
To give something, gratitude, to give something to Swami.
Yes, correct.
And the Malappuram districts, and we were conducting a procession at Swami's birthday time. a Muslim-dominated place. People advised us not to go with bhajans and all. It
was Swami's
bhajans. Then we stopped everything and we were going. And at that time, some 15, 20 youngsters came, stopped the vehicle. We thought that they are doing some harm to us. Suddenly one of them told, why you are not putting that bhajans and all?
Okay.
He is the person who has given life to so many young people in our district. So you please put that bhajans and all. They went to a bakery, purchased so many sweets and distributed them. This is the sort of impact in society. As Swami said, this is the great advertisement.
So some more instances if you can share, sir.
Especially, you know, these patients, as my brother told you, has got much love and gratitude to Swami, and every year for the during the Onam function, 800 to 1000 patients and relatives come for darshan.
Okay.
And 2010 and 2011, they got an opportunity to express their gratitude to Swami in Sai Kunwant Hall.
Okay, yes.
Representing all the patients who have been benefited from Swami's hospital. And regarding the impact of this program, the impact is actually threefold. One is on the patient, and second is on the Sai volunteers, and third is on the doctors.
Yes.
Regarding the patients, we can see a total transformation. For example, Sirajuddin, who is a young man who is operated in our hospital, earlier he was a butcher by profession.
Okay.
After the operation, two things happened. Number one, he stopped his profession and became a vegetable vendor, and he stopped eating non-vegetarian food. Another one is Mr. George, who is from Ernakulam district. He was telling us during the Hridaya Sangamam, his daughter, 12 years old only, and when the girl was taken to the operation theater by the nurses, he was telling us, he was expressing this feeling to all those present there, and the love and compassion that shown by the sisters in the hospital was actually more than her own mother.
Okay.
So that is another important. And again, there is a small boy who came in 2000, who was operated here 5 years old. His mother was speaking to the devotees on the Onam during this function. And the mother was telling, suppose somebody is asking this boy who is Sai Baba, and the boy will say he is God because he has given life for me.
Yes.
To that extent, transformation can be seen.
In fact, I was listening to this lady's talk. She told, it seems she came with her baby for the baby's heart surgery, and it seems she was not allowed inside because she didn't have an ID card. And then one lady from hospital came out, and she embraced the baby and she helped her to go inside and all this.
Because all these patients know that Swami knows everything. For example, 2010 when they came for Onam, you know the Ramzan period.
Okay.
And many of the Muslim brothers and sisters were on fasting, Ramzan fasting.
Many of the Muslim brothers from
Kerala.
From patients. Who were patients?
Patients, yeah. Okay. They were on their Ramzan fasting. We were also a little puzzled how to provide dates and other things for them so that they can, put an end to the fasting in the evening. So they have to end the fasting.
So that day, Onam and Ramzan were coinciding on the same day.
Ramzan period.
Ramzan period.
Ramzan period because it's 1 month period.
Yeah. 1 month fast.
And on that particular day, Swami distributed the prasadam, the dates and almonds was distributed, and that too was brought from Madina, the photo and saying everything was there. So all of them were surprised really, and they came to the conclusion that Bhagavan knows everything.
Yeah.
There is no need for our interference to meet their needs.
So these Muslim beneficiaries, they could partake the prasadam.
Exactly, exactly on that particular day. And actually this prasadam was brought by our, Gulf Countries Sai organization. They told me this prasadam was delayed. And I asked them why this was delayed. There was some problem in the shipment. On that particular day came and Swami distributed it.
It was Swami's will.
And this is the impact on the patients. Now coming to the impact on the members of Satya Sai organization who are doing this work. They are really thrilled by seeing the devotion of these patients and really gratitude and devotion they are having to Swami. And they wonder by seeing the level of transformation they are having after having the operation at Swami's hospital. Now comes a question in the mind of everybody, where we stand and where the patients and relatives stand in the matter of transformation and gratitude to Swami. So this is the impact on
the volunteers.
And coming to the doctors.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just remember telling you the doctors are seeing the patients once in 3 months.
Mm.
And almost all the doctors are not members of Satya Sai Seva organization.
Mm.
By seeing the emotion-filled meetings of Satya Sai Hriday Sangamam, many doctors also become emotional. And they say this is the unique opportunity that they are getting in their lifetime by having the profession as a doctor.
Mm.
Moreover, we will request them also to express their feelings. Doctors also express their idea, and they also become quite emotional by seeing the joy on the face of the volunteers and the gratitude and love on the face of the patients and the relatives.
Many of them have become devotees also by seeing these experiences.
In fact, a few days back, sir was telling that it seems after Swami's Mahasamadhi, one person, he told that even when his father passed away, he didn't cry so much.
Because when Swami decided to go away from the physical form, on that particular day, the entire thing is coordinated by our state coordinator, Dr. Ananda Mohan of the Sai Met.
Hmm.
This particular Muslim brother over the phone talked to Dr. Ananda Mohan and said, "Doctor, I never cried like this when even my Vapa means father,
okay,
passed away."
Hmm.
That much of love and gratitude to Swami can be seen in each and every patient and their family members.
Yeah.
Sir, one Christian lady,
yes,
she was crying all the day when Swami passed away, and she went to church the next Sunday and given name for special prayer, written Sai Baba.
Mm.
Then the church priest denied it. How can I offer prayer for Sai Baba?
Oh.
And she said, "He is more than my father.
Oh.
If my father was dead, I will offer prayer for him. So you must."
Mm.
She crumbled, and the church conducted the special prayer.
In fact, when Swami was in hospital, few Muslim devotees performed special prayers in mosques also, right, sir? You were telling other day. Okay, now in the changed circumstance, when Swami's physical presence is not there, how do you motivate the doctors to come forward and join the Satya Sai organization? Not only doctors, the volunteers to come forward and join the Satya Sai organization and do the service activities. How do you motivate and inspire the
that
people?
That also should be Bhagavan's grace. Nobody feels that Swami is not with us now. The best example is whenever Sai volunteers are coming from the different states, just like Kerala also, Swami shows that He is present with each and every Sevadal member. Last time it happened, this time twice it happened, presence of Bhagavan to the Sevadal members. And this is true not only at Pirithi, in Kerala also. Nobody feels that Swami is not with them.
Yes.
Bhagavan is with them every split of second they feel. And Bhagavan's physically Bhagavan is not with us. Mm-hmm. That never affected in any way Sai organizational activities in Kerala.
Okay.
So nowadays it's very easy if you call from your heart.
Uh-huh.
Immediately you see.
So Swami's
response is there.
Okay. Are there any other challenges that you face while conducting the service activities?
Actually, when this activity was started in 2009, because this is a continuous activity and the volunteers should go to the homes, to the doorstep,
yes,
because Swami says service should be at the doorstep.
Mm.
And when this was started, it was a little bit difficult at the initial stages to get the volunteers. But when they tasted the sweetness of this particular activity, Satya Sai Rehabilitation Program, now they cannot live without doing the service activity.
Yeah.
Another input, this is a very expensive program. Very expensive work.
Expensive because medicines
are very costly.
Yeah.
But as all of us know, Swami provides everything. Mm. He is the doer and He is giving the credit to each and every one of us. Another important thing was, you know, this majority of the patients are Muslim patients.
Yes.
So we have got our own doubts how they will receive us.
Mm.
But what happens today, Swami has become a family member for them, the head of the family.
Mm.
And it's very easy. And whoever is going to the different houses, and they become the part of their family.
In fact, Swami encourages all religions.
Exactly.
Swami has told He has come to make a Christian a better Christian, Muslim a better Muslim, and Hindu a better Hindu.
I can give you a very beautiful example. Years back, I was sitting Sai Ramesh Hall at Vrindavan. And a request came from the Muslim brothers and sisters that nearly 200 of them are ready to come for darshan.
Hmm.
So as a straight person, I prayed, Bhagavan, 200 Muslim brothers and sisters are coming for darshan, Swami. Can we make provision for that?
Hmm.
Swami said, "Bangaru, Swami is for all, not for any particular community."
Yeah, nice. Okay, sir, would you like to add some?
Yes.
Sir, I am doing the SRP volunteer work in my district.
Oh.
A small district, Wayanad.
Wayanad, okay.
It's a hilly area.
Mm.
Very remote area also. Immediately after we received the information from the hospitals, we telephoned them or we go to their houses.
You receive information from Super Specialty Hospital about the patients?
Patients,
oh, okay.
Whereabouts. Then we visit them and have good communication with them, so that we can understand their family background, their lifestyle, their beliefs, their customs, all that things. Some patients needed mere counseling, because the family does not know about their food habits, what they information they get from the hospital, etc. So the whole family should
change. Diet restriction should be there after the operation.
Yes. Yes. Whole family should be with the patient.
Mm.
So we educate them for that. Then we bring them to the doctor. First visit should be after 1 month.
Mm.
We bring them to the doctor and have the first checkup. Then they come periodically for follow-up checkup when we conduct medical camps. Then we supply them medicines, which cost a lot of money. When we meet for the district meeting, we ourselves take collections, 100 rupees each. That will be the initial, our capital for...
That is from the volunteers you collect.
From ourselves. Yes. No outside collections.
The entire thing is provided by organization.
Yes, organization.
And actually Swami provides everything.
Mm.
Absolutely, there is no difficulty in continuing this program.
Yes, Swami is the doer.
Swami is the doer.
Mm.
I can give you one example. To show that Swami is the doer, 3 years back, once in the interview room, Swami asked me what are the activities in Kerala. So I explained the different activities and came to one particular point where our volunteers are going inside the forest and doing the seva activities for the tribal people.
Mm.
Then the forest officials were asking our volunteers, seva the member, have you got any fear to go inside the forest?
Mm.
Then they told the forest officials, why we should fear, because Swami is in the front and Swami is in the back. I was explaining this to Bhagavan. Immediately Swami asked me, then who is there on the sides?
So,
again, Swami is making us, reminding us again that Bhagavan is totally taking care of everything.
Swami has often told, I am in you, with you,
exactly,
above you, below you.
Exactly.
Everywhere.
Exactly.
Okay. So this is the service activity, the Sri Satya Sai Rehabilitation Program. In fact, sir was telling that because of this activity, the percentage of it's nil, no, sir?
Exactly. Because, you know, there is an, especially for the valve replacement operation. After the valve replacement operation, there is a test, INR test. And normally, in different places, we can see that there will be dropouts when, because valve will be again shrinking.
Okay.
But in Kerala, the report from the two hospitals we are getting, it is nil. Because, only because of this follow-up treatment, because we are forcing them, we are encouraging them, we are motivating them to take the medicines regularly. And wherever there is a financial difficulty, we are providing the entire medicine. And we will make the awareness that they should take medicine without fail.
Mm-hmm.
So that in the INR test, the dropout rate is nil in Kerala. And this has been reported by two hospitals, Satya Sai hospitals, back.
So that is, after the surgery, the wall has to be taken care properly, otherwise it will shrink and another surgery will have to be conducted.
And the amount that Bhagavan is spending, trustee is spending for this patient become waste.
Okay. So because of this SSRP program, there is no such case where the patient...
Because of Bhagavan's grace and the SRP program, absolutely it is 0%.
Okay. Okay, so dear listeners, this was one of the many service activities that has been conducted in the South Indian state of Kerala, the Sri Satya Sai Rehabilitation Program. And I am very grateful for Mukundan sir and Ramachandran sir and Samuel sir for coming to the studios and speaking about this. In fact, sir, in future also, I want you to come more and more often to the studio and talk about the various other service activities that has been happening in the state of Kerala.
This is really a blessing for us, Swami, so that we will be always at your disposal to tell all the devotees in all over the world how Bhagavan is doing everything, because every second Swami is reminding us Bhagavan is the doer, and again, as I have told you, Swami is giving the credit to the members of the organization.
Okay, Sairam.
Sairam, dear listeners, you are tuned to Asia's stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing you the message of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. This is the segment Service Love in Action, and I am Team Radio Sai Sragu. In today's segment, we are discussing about the various service activities that is happening in the state of Kerala. And right now we are listening to a conversation that I had recorded a couple of days back with the state president of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization of Kerala, Professor Mukundan. And as you heard, he explained one of the many service activities that is happening in Kerala, that is the Sri Satya Sai Rehabilitation Program. Well, dear listeners, as you already heard, this program is very unique, and in this program, they give the follow-up treatment and care for the cardiac patients from Kerala who got operated in the Sri Satya Sai Super Speciality Hospital in Puttaparthi and Whitefield. Well, the follow-up treatment involves giving free medicines to the patients, counseling, etc. On September 6, 2011, on the occasion of Onam, many beneficiaries of SRP, that is the Sri Satya Sai Rehabilitation Program, had come to Prashanthi Nilayam to express their gratitude to Bhagwan. During that time, two beneficiaries had given talks in Sai Kulant Hall, and they spoke in their native language Malayalam. And then Dr. Anant Mohan, the state in charge of all medical activities in Kerala, summarized their talk. So, dear listeners, I'll be playing for you the talk by Dr. Anant Mohan.
Most benevolent and the most merciful Swami, my humble pranams at thy lotus feet. Swami, on behalf of the Sri Satya Sai Rehabilitation Program of Kerala, I wish to express our gratitude to you for allowing us to assemble here under the noble architecture of these divine columns for a second time. You have just now heard two of Swami's children speaking to you out of their emotions. Every month we hear hundreds and hundreds of such expressions. Sister Zenith told her story. Her husband is a porter in a bus stand, and they live in utter poverty. Her elder son is mute, probably autism, and when the second son was born, he was diagnosed as a case of congenital heart disease, and they went from pillar to post, and finally they landed here in Swami's temple of healing. Now, when they came to the hospital, they were not allowed inside because they didn't have an identity card. Then suddenly, some lady came out of the hospital, took the child, kissed him, and saw to it that they get entrance into the hospital. And now she strongly believes that it was Swami himself who came as a lady and took care of the child. Now, she says that there is no other hospital in the world where so much of love flows. And the child, who is now 3 years, always talks about Swami only. And whomsoever he meets, he is only 3 years, he is here sleeping. Whomsoever he meets, he goes on saying, Satya Sai Baba gave me my life. And he never says, my Satya Sai Baba. He always says, our Satya Sai Baba. And he always says, and he cried when he saw Swami's Samadhi Day telecast in the television sets. Now, the other speaker, she said that Swami is a member of our family. In all our joys and in all our sorrows, he is with us. And we firmly believe that he is guiding us and he is our Lord. She started her talk by invoking Allah, the most benevolent and the most merciful. The second speaker, Mr. Chandran, was an atheist and who used to always talk to others that Satya Sai Baba is a magician, and magician Gopinath Mudukkad can see do whatever Satya Sai Baba says. But somebody called him repeatedly and brought him to the hospital, some member of the Satya Sai organization, and he feels that it was Swami himself who called him. He says, he also says that there is no other hospital in the world where not only the surgery is done free, but people come to your homes to follow up. The hospital calls you back, treats you, and makes sure that you are all right. And he says that my life has been adopted by Swami. Like millions and millions of people all over whose life Swami adopts through his super speciality hospital. And he says that this rehabilitation program of Satya Sai organization, he feels that there is no such thing in anywhere in the world.
Saram, dear listeners, welcome back to today's Thursday Life. What you heard just now was a talk given by Dr. Anant Mohan in Sai Kulwant Hall on September 6th, 2011, on the occasion of Onam. So as I was telling, on the occasion of Onam, many beneficiaries of SRP, that is the Sri Satya Sai Rehabilitation Program, had come to Prashant Nilayam to express their gratitude to Bhagwan. During that time, two beneficiaries had given talks in Sai Kulwant Hall and they spoke in their native language, Malayalam. And as you heard, Dr. Anant Mohan summarized their talk in English. Now moving forward in the segment, let's continue listening to the conversation that I had recorded a couple of days back with the state president of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization, Professor Mukundan, where he talks more on the service activities that is done by the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization in the state of Kerala.
This is Radio Sai Global Harmony. You can know more about our program schedule by visiting our website at www.radiosai.org.
Sairam, dear listeners, you are tuned to Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing you the message of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. And this is the segment, Service Love in Action. And dear listeners, if you are following this segment regularly, you may be aware that in this segment, we discuss about the various service projects initiated by Bhagwan and inspired by these projects, the various service activities taken up by Swami's students and his devotees. And today, dear listeners, in this segment, we are talking on the various service activities done by the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization in the South Indian state of Kerala. And to talk more on this, I am pleased to have in our studio once again Professor Mukundan, the state president of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization of the state Kerala, and K.P. Ramachandran sir, the state coordinator for Chen section, and Sri Bhaskaran sir, the district president of the district Calicut in the state of Kerala. So Sairam, and welcome to the studios of Radio Sai.
Sairam.
So sir, last time when you had come, you had told us about the unique service activity, that is the SRP, the Sri Satya Sai Rehabilitation Program. Okay, just for the benefit of the listeners, let me just briefly tell what it is. So, dear listeners, the SRP, that is the Sri Satya Sai Rehabilitation Program, is a unique service initiated by the Satya Sai Seva organization in Kerala, where they give the follow-up treatment and care for the cardiac patients from Kerala who got operated in the Sri Satya Sai Super Speciality Hospital in Puttaparthi and Whitefield. Well, the follow-up treatment involves giving free medicines to the patients, counseling, etc. And dear listeners, the impact of this program has been tremendous. It seems after a cardiac surgery, if proper care and follow-up treatment is not taken by the patients, then there are chances that the patient may have to undergo another surgery because the heart valve may shrink. But in the state of Kerala, because of this SRP program, that is the Sri Satya Sai Rehabilitation Program, the patients are compulsorily given follow-up treatment, and so it seems both the super specialty hospitals in Puttaparthi and Whitefield have reported that the case of another surgery for the cardiac patients from Kerala is nil. In other words, the dropout rate in the so-called INR test is nil in the state of Kerala. Right, sir?
Right.
Yeah. So, dear listeners, this SRP is one of the many service activities that the Kerala Satya Sai organization have been undertaken. So, today let's find out more about such sacred activities. So, sir, please throw some more light on other activities. Maybe you can start with the Sri Satya Sai Village Integrated Program in the state of Kerala.
Sairam to one and all. As in all other cases, Swami has got a special care for Kerala. And this is clear as far as the Satya Sai Village Integrated Program is also concerned. Swami gave this message to the world at large on the Ugadi day in 2007. Exactly 10 days before of Ugadi function, 300 youth leaders were at Purthi from Kerala.
Okay.
Swami called all of them to Bhajan Hall on one evening, and Swami gave a discourse in Tamil on Satya Sai Village Integrated Program.
Especially for the 300 youth from 300 Kerala.
300 youth leaders. Okay.
And this discourse was before the Yugadi discourse.
10 days, exactly 10 days before.
Okay.
Swami gave this message to the entire world. And in that divine discourse which Swami gave in the bhajan hall, even without a mic, and Swami was sitting on the chair and Swami was giving the discourse.
Swami, and you told he spoke in Tamil.
Tamil, that was in Tamil.
Okay.
And Swami gave the minute details of what we should do under this program. Swami told us 4 or 5 Saivadal members should go to each and every house. And they should go there at least once in a week. All service activities should be provided at the doorstep. Swami told us the need for cleaning the entire area, especially the temple, I mean other worshipping places. And Swami told us the impact of doing this also. So all aspects with minute details Swami gave us on this divine discourse which Swami gave in Tamil.
Okay. So you are translating it into Malayalam, sir?
Swami gave me the opportunity to translate this into Malayalam.
Okay. So, from that time, the SSVIP started in the state of Kerala.
Because of Bhagwan's grace and the motivation and the energy Swami gave through this course, the program of SSVIP was started in all the districts of Kerala at that time.
Okay, so what are the different activities that has been going on?
When we think about the villages in Kerala, there is a peculiarity and there is a speciality because there is no much economic needs because the workers in Kerala, even the daily workers, they are getting 400 to 500 for the gents and 300 to 400 for the ladies.
Okay.
And the real challenge was not to give the basic needs but to create awareness programs and how they can use this money for the welfare of the family, etc. In Kerala, with the grace of Bhagawan, we have adopted 115 villages.
115
villages. SSVIP. Under this Grama Seva program, actually, out of which 54 villages are totally adopted, which means that we are providing the 7 cares as described in the SSVIP program.
The 7 core cares.
7 core cares. And in 2 districts, namely Trivandrum and Palakkad, we have got Satya Sai community centers for the villagers where there is the library facility, vocational training, computer education and all other spiritual and service activities. Another important aspect of our SSVIP is a day in the village program, a day in the village, which is conducted by all the 197 Satya Sai Samadhis in Kerala. Our active workers will spend 1 day in the village.
1 day. From morning evening.
Nagar Sangeetan to evening bhajan.
Okay.
They will have Nagar Sangeetan, medical checkup, cleaning area, other service activities, bhajan, satsang, etc. Through this, they will have complete contact with the villagers and they will have a very healthy relationship with the inhabitants of that area.
Yeah.
And in villages, we are also having Veda classes for the children especially. Then we are having Gramina Saptaham, which is a 7-day program, 7-day program where our workers will stay in the village for these 7 days and arrange all these programs. And this creates more love and confidence in the villagers with our workers.
So in Gramin Saptaha program, the volunteers stay with the villagers for all 7 days.
All the 7 days.
7 days, nights, everything.
And the villagers and our seva members, together they will cook food. And all the activities are done perfectly in coordination with the village people.
They will have food together,
they stay together. Exactly.
Yeah. They conduct bhajan sessions, everything together.
Service activities, satsang. And another important aspect of our village activity is our Balavikas program.
Yes.
Out of the 115 villages, we have covered 80% of the villages with the Balavikas program now. And this Balavikas program has got a tremendous impact on the elders also, parents also, because our children will compulsorily ask the parents for the joint prayer in the families.
Yes.
So that is a transformation for the elders also is possible through this program. And our Sai sisters have got a unique responsibility under the SSSVIP because they adopt the pregnant ladies. And for the carrying ladies, they are having health education, Veda chanting, bhajan, etc. so that even the child in the womb will be getting positive vibrations because of that. Mahilas also conduct this mother and child program, prenatal and postnatal care for the mothers. Satsang group by the Mahilas, by which they call all the Mahilas together in an area, they will have bhajan, they will have satsang, how to have a
I mean, ideal family situation, etc., are the themes of their satsang. And with this, organization is going to strength to strength because many satsang groups are converted into Satya Sai units now.
Mm-hmm.
In one district alone, 54 Satya Sai bhajan centers have been formed from these satsang groups.
Okay. Mm.
And a very important aspect of Satya Sai Village Integrated Program in Kerala is starting of the digital village.
Okay. Mm.
And we are having a digital village in Trivandrum as well as in Palakkad, two digital villages now.
Mm.
And under this program, we are providing computer education for children and youth. And the youth can come to our center for applying for, especially public service commission, etc., for applying for jobs.
Mm.
Exam results are available. And the rates of commodities, which they, make in the villages, rates of commodities are provided so that they cannot be cheated by the middlemen.
Mm.
And the school children, now they have to prepare a number of projects with the help of net facility, yeah, internet facility, which is not available in the villages, so that all these school children will come to our center for preparation of this project. These are some of the important activities that are undertaken by the digital village.
So in the digital village, like in a village, there will be a hall or something.
Right,
and there will be one system with internet facility.
Yes.
So from the village, whoever wants to browse the net, they can come to the hall.
Our youth members are taking care of this. And this operates on every day.
Every day?
Every day.
Okay.
From 5 to 9 evening, after their office hours, they will come to their center and they will help the villagers.
So, as you told, there are two digital villages as of now in Kerala,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay.
That is, one is in Trivandrum and the second one is in Palakkad.
When it was started?
One was started in 2011 and the second one was in 2012.
Okay. Mm. So, you have future plans to have more digital villages?
Yeah, this will be with the grace of Swami, certainly this will be expanded to the other districts as well.
Yeah, correct. Okay.
A very important activity under Satya Sai Village Integrated Program is SSSTDP, which means Sri Satya Sai Tribal Development Program.
Okay, yes.
And this tribal development program is in, this activity is carried out by Trivandrum, Kollam, Ernakulam, Palakkad, Malappuram, Calicut and Wayanad, wherever the tribal people are
tribal
there.
Tribal people are there.
So these are the districts where either the forest area or the tribal areas are there. These districts are carrying out this tribal development program. In Trivandrum, actually the work is inside the forest.
Mm-hmm.
They have to walk nearly 1 to 2 hours to reach the colonies because there is no transport facility.
No proper roads.
No proper roads.
And it may be hilly area also.
Hilly area.
Okay.
And we are having bhajan centers, Balavigas program, hospitalization of the patient, needy patients without any totally free of charge, mother and child program, schooling of the children. In Trivandrum, out of the 42 tribal colonies, with the grace of Bhagawan, we have already adopted 38 colonies by the Satya Sai Seva organization Trivandrum.
Mm.
In Wayanad district, there is a speciality. In Wayanad district alone, there is government-organized one-teacher school. One-teacher school means there will be a small classroom.
Okay.
And there will be only one lady teacher taking...
Employed by the government.
Run by the government. And here we can see that the teacher is not only a teacher but more than a mother because she has to bathe the children, even cut their nails, dress, provide dress, food also are given by the teacher.
Mm.
Out of 55 such schools in Wayanad district, we could adopt so far 11 schools and 360 children. And our organization provide daily breakfast to the 360 children, clothes, medical checkup, follow-up, value-added education. And for nutritional effect, we are providing biscuits made of oats, rusk of rava. Also, we are having cow camps because they are farmers. Cow camps.
Oh.
Our veterinary doctors go there.
To educate the children's parents about
Parents. For helping
farming.
for helping the families.
Okay.
Cow camps also.
These children, they are coming from tribal area.
Tribal area. And the school is also in the tribal area.
Okay, yes.
And in the district of Malappuram, 2 years back, there were a number of newspaper reports that girls at the age of 13 and 14 are becoming mothers because they are being exploited by the elders and there is nobody to take care of them. A number of organizations tried to help them, but everything failed because of one reason or another. Then Sathya Sai organization took the responsibility by starting Sri Sathya Sai Sneha Theeram for providing help for them. And there we are having two hostels now. And one hostel for boys and another hostel for girls. And these hostel children are having their schooling for the first time in their life.
Okay.
And out of these children, two students passed their 10th exam in the history of this colony. First time in the history of this colony, 10th class, and they have joined in the 11th standard now. Now a beautiful building, two buildings are being constructed there. One devotee is spending the entire amount.
Okay.
Dr. Kumaran Guti of Malappuram district. He is spending about 1 crore for the construction of these two hostels. Now it is rented building. Now he is constructing, by within 4 or 5 months the construction will be over and they will have their own permanent hostel for them.
Okay.
And in Kollam, Marutan Mala, it is a very hilly area where there was no water. Government has provided houses for them. But the tribal people were not ready to occupy these houses because there is no facility of water.
No facility. They so will come down, maybe.
Actually, no house was occupied. Then the collector approached the organization. The collector requested us whether we can provide something. So immediately we have started Sri Sathya Sai Water Project for this. Then they have started to occupy the houses. Now they are having good drinking water, 24 hours a day because of Sathya Sai Water Project in Kollam
district. So when was this conducted?
2010.
How many houses have been benefited?
There are 110 houses rather.
Okay.
They are benefited by this. I mean, above the hill, good houses government has constructed, but they were not ready to go.
Okay.
Because
no
of the
water supply.
No water supply.
So where is the source for the water?
No, because wells, we have come, digged wells down.
Downhill. Okay.
And we have made the overhead tanks.
Okay.
And water, motor is there, and water is taken to the overhead tank, and it is distributed to every house.
Every house.
Every house water taps are there. Now in Palakkad district, there is a place near Malampura, where is a dam is there, namely Kawa. Tribal people were not having any houses at all. Under the Sathya Sai Vastudhara project, we constructed 45 houses for them. And when there was the ceremony of handing over the keys, we asked them, actually All India President was there to hand over the houses also one time. And we asked them, suppose you were not having houses, suppose there is rain and thunder, where you will go? They have shown us a big rock and told us, with children and family members, we will go beneath the rock when there is rain and thunder. This is a major activity. Now we are having Balavigas classes, and we can see that every week, children at Kawa will be waiting for the Balavigas gurus to come for their Balavigas classes.
You told Sathya Sai Vastudhara project. So what is this project actually?
Sri Sathya Sai Vastudhara project is the project under which we are providing houses to the needy.
Okay.
And this functions all over the districts in Kerala.
So when was this started?
This was started nearly 10 years back.
Ten years back. Okay.
Wherever there is a family, lady and one child or two children without the head of the family, and suppose they are not having, for example, in Alway, in my own place, when we visited a house, they told us their roof of the house was the sky. There was nothing above their heads.
Okay.
So such families we are adopting and we are providing, constructing houses for them. This is Sathya Sai Vastudhara project.
Vastudhara, can you please explain
name? Is a Sanskrit word. And actually it means houses, Vastudhara.
Okay. So this was started 10 years back?
10 years back.
Okay.
And every district we are providing houses for the needy now. And another important project is Sathya Sai Premadhara project. That is also throughout Kerala. One day when Swami was giving the divine discourse, Swami became emotionally moved very much, and Swami said, nobody is taking care of the poor in India. On that moment we have decided Sathya Sai Premadhara project, where we have decided we will adopt the houses where there is no head of the family.
Okay.
Nobody to take care of. And all the districts we are having families under Sathya Sai Premadhara project.
So you adopt the houses and you provide the
everything for them. Food, medical facilities, schooling of the children, clothes for them, and everything the organization provides for them.
Okay.
And coming to the impact of the program, especially the tribal people, we can see that the tribal people, they have got their own physical, appearance itself, we can see them. Even they are attending the Prashanthi Nilayam Seva now. And that directly they are recruited for the task force now, because they are hardworking people.
Hardworking.
And Now we can see that in many villages, village people themselves have taken the responsibility. For example, now we are having Balavikas gurus from among themselves, educated youth from the villages.
They are coming forward and joining the organization.
Yes, yeah, okay. They have taken the responsibility. Political awareness is not at all a problem. Kerala is very hot as far as political awareness is concerned. That is not at all a problem in Kerala forever, because all political parties, all religions accept Swami and Swami's work. To give an example, under the Vastudhara project, when we were handing over the key.
Handing the key of the houses. New houses constructed.
In Alappi district. The local MP at that time attended the function. Openly said, tomorrow is the Panchayat election, I am very busy, but I am here to attend this function because I cannot miss a Sai function. This was what she has told us, even though she is a member of parliament from the Marxist party. Now many villages, especially in Palakkad district, the village, have asked a question. Why you were so late to come? You ought to have come to us a little early to help us.
The beneficiaries
are asking this question. Now, regarding the challenge, and especially I would like to, District President Bhaskaran is here, the tribal activity in Calicut.
District President of Calicut.
Calicut, okay.
Yes, sir.
Please tell, sir.
We have adopted one tribal colony at Chembukadal. That is about 60 kilometers away from the city. And now, there are 21 houses. All houses, very small houses constructed by the government. But even it is very small houses, but there is no window, there is no door, no proper facility, drainage facility, no proper drinking water, lighting.
Okay, the houses are not constructed properly.
No proper roads leading to the colony. Only footsteps and the hilly area, you have to climb the old hill. Because of the water facility, we have moved district collector and MP and MLA, etc., with the petition, and with their help, we could provide storage tanks in all the houses. And there is a natural flow of water on the hilltop. From there, they are bringing water in pipelines and providing pipe to all houses.
Okay.
Now, almost all houses are provided with water. About the electricity, even though there is electric connection, the houses, there is no lighting facility. Switches are damaged, no bulbs will be there, like that. Repairs we are providing. Then about visiting on the colony, every month we are visiting the colony. Youth members are going there. They are giving food, clothes, and medicine. Medical camps here.
Yeah, how often this is conducted? Every month?
Every month the medical camps are
conducted. Once in a month.
Doctors are going there and medical camps are conducted. Free medicine is supplied. And for children, we are supplying Sai protein and study materials, books, uniform, etc., etc.
Pens, pencils, all
that. Pencil, pen, etc. All the inmates are drinking liquor and smoking other drugs and everything. We are motivating them not to take such things and giving classes, health education classes, etc., etc. We are doing that.
So, sir was telling about that STOP program. Please tell about that something.
Because I was just mentioning earlier, in Kerala it is not the economic needs that is to be taken care of. It is the awareness program that is more needed.
Yeah.
As my brother was telling, alcoholism is an important evil that we can see everywhere in Kerala. We have thought of a program with the grace of Bhagawan. We named it STOP.
S-T-O-P,
STOP. S-T-O-P. STOP means stop, think, organize and proceed.
Okay.
Especially this is a youth-oriented program, where we are having exhibitionists there, video clippings will be there, film shows will be there, discussions will be there, satsang will be there. And here we are helped by the government departments also, like the information department, health department, etc. Now we are having this in many districts now, especially for the villagers and youth and school and college children. For example, in Palakkad, this program was attended by 8,000 students on one day.
Okay.
Our exhibition program was attended by 8,000 students. And out of these 8,000 students, we identified 120 students who are drug addicted, not drug users, drug addicted, and they were taken for counseling and the follow-up treatment. So now STOPE program, slowly we are getting help from the government department by psychology, under there we are getting the help. And other organizations also, because it's a grave problem in Kerala.
So in these exhibitions, you educate the people about the ill effects of alcoholism.
Alcoholism as well as drug abuse.
Like, can you give some example how you educate people?
Say for example, Regional Cancer Center Trivandrum has given us films. How smoking may be lead to cancerous growth. As well as chewing of these things, you know, that also lead to cancerous growth. So we are getting film from Regional Cancer Center. And experts from Regional Cancer Center also attend our function to educate the people. So that's got a real impact on the people wherever we are conducting this program.
On hearing our state president's description of the SEVA activities, I am reminded of an assurance given by Bhagwan. Bhagwan said that, why do you swirl like a woe in this stinking muddy water? Why do you swirl, that's wriggle, in this as a worm in the stinking muddy water? You can fly up, soar up, and reach to the high sky of spirituality.
Man has got the power.
Yeah, I'm giving you two strong wings. One of seva and another of sadhana.
Okay.
By these two wings, you can reach to your aim in life, that is attainment of moksha.
Seva and sadhana.
Seva. And seva is the manifestation of the divine love inherent in you by words and action. That's what we are doing in Kerala. And also I am reminded of an example given by Vinoba Bhave in his commentary on Gita, where he said that the bhava is most important. Don't do it mechanically. You must know that you are doing it to for yourself.
Yeah, for ourselves.
Because all are God, you know.
Yes.
And he has given an example stating that a person working in a distant place from his hometown, a young man, and one day he got two letters. One letter from his close friend. It's a piece of literature written in 4 or 5 pages, you know. Very beautifully written, you know. Another by his own mother. It's a scribbled note, you know, only 2 sentences. I hope you are all right. Keep care of your health. Take good food only and have good company. Only 4. And he asked us which one he will take and read first. He said that the son will always look at the 4 word of his mother and weep and feel about the love of God. He keeps away the other piece of literature and this thing of the fact. So our bhava should be like that.
Yeah, correct.
The bhava is the most important aspect as far as seva is concerned. It is a sadhana as far as I organization is concerned. It is a means to attain the aim of life.
Yeah.
So we are giving this sadhana camps and all to the youth. And the youth and all, we first ask them to do service activities and all. They will be attracted by that. Like that, so many people have come here. You know, even Communist Party members have come here to do service. You know.
So seva is the thing that is attracting them.
Attracting, it is the most important thing as for a spiritual attainment. The present modern world, because all the fields are very bad now, as you said, all thinking, everything. You know, for 3 P's are now ruling. As the Western thinkers say, power, pride and profit. In this world, the seva, Bhagwan's sadhana method, just like jnana, karma and bhakti, another one Swami added, that is seva.
Yeah, service. Selfless service.
Because Swami was often telling us and teaching us, you should perform seva, service, not to remove the pain of others, but the pain of others should create pain in yourself. And to remove that pain, you should do seva.
The feeling of oneness
exactly.
Should be there.
Now coming to the great challenge we are having, especially under the tribal development program. When we are having the children in our hostel, often they will go back to their colonies.
Okay, yes.
They cannot be inhabitant of this system. So naturally what happens now, the leader or the head of the tribal people will bring back the child saying that, our generation didn't get this facility, at least this new generation should get it.
Yes, correct.
Now, as a way of conclusion, we are reminded of 2 assurances given by Bhagawan on the day when Swami lovingly called all the youth leaders to the bhajan hall.
Okay, this was the before Ugadi.
Divine Discourse.
2007.
Yeah. Two assurance Swami gave us. Number one, money won't be a problem.
Okay.
Give water, give food, provide health facilities. Swami will give you the money.
Mm.
Till this day, and we are sure that Swami will keep this promise ever and ever, forever and ever. Second promise Swami gave us was this. Before you reach there, I'll be there.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
Mm.
And there's a beautiful instance, experience we had. In one of the tribal colonies, remote area in Trivandra district, when our people went there, there was an old man. He invited our people to his hut.
Mm.
And there was Swami's photo. Okay. Of a younger age of the divine body.
Uh-huh.
And there was an earthen lamp, lighted lamp. And this old brother told our people, I was worshipping Swami for the last 30 years, uh-huh. but we were reaching there for the first time.
Okay.
So these two beautiful promises Swami gave. And when all these photos were shown to Bhagawan, one day, Swami was really moved by seeing the photos our Sevadal members taking all the luggages, all the materials on their forehead to take to the inside the forest.
Because the members have to trek the area.
Yes,
there's
because
no
there was no transport facility, yeah. no road. When again this was explained to Bhagawan on another day inside the interview room, Bhagawan was asking how the activities are going on, which I was just, explaining the day before also. I was explaining this activity inside the forest when Bhagawan, the forest officials were asking our Sevadal brothers, haven't you got any fear to go inside the forest?
Mm.
Then our brothers told them, Swami is in the front and Swami is in the back.
Mm.
I was repeating the same statement to Bhagawan with much happiness. And Swami asked me, when I told Bhagawan, they told the forest police people, Swami is in the front and Swami is in the back. Immediately, Swami asked me, then who is on the sides?
Okay.
Then I have to answer Bhagawan. I said, Swami, Tapaswami. Swami is above, Swami is below, Swami is on both sides. And here, especially Satya Sai Village Integrator Program and Satya Sai Tribal Development Program, as Bhagawan instructed, we are taking much care to see that this seva is of need and not of convenience.
Okay, sir. Before concluding, like you told, many of the beneficiaries, they have come to Prashanti for Prashanti Seva as Sevadals.
Right.
So can you please share with us some incidents where these Sevadals have experienced the unseen hand of Swami?
Many people, including many devotees, believe that Swami has gone. Even some elders are asking the question, why we should go for Prashanti Seva? Because Bhagawan is not there. But Bhagawan is proving, whenever our group and other states also, I read that, when the pre-Saivadal boys came from Tamil Nadu, wherever they go for cleaning, Vibhuti was being materialized.
Okay.
And this we can see for Kerala brothers and sisters also.
Mm.
Last year, one Saivadal brother who was serving in this South Indian canteen, he had a fever on the previous day, and 5 o'clock in the morning, he cannot go to the canteen for Seva, and he was just sitting in front, inside the front room of the Saivadal building near the telephone exchange. A man came to him, and told him, because he is a bhajan singer also, told him, I heard your bhajans in the canteen.
Mm.
It was so beautiful, it was so melodious, I enjoyed your bhajan. Are you having fever? Have this vibhuti. And a plastic cover vibhuti was given to him, and this gentleman went away.
Oh.
And he was not seen immediately.
Mm.
He opened the vibhuti packet to take vibhuti. What he seen, with the vibhuti, there was a gold pendant. This time again,
okay.
A Saivadal sister from Kollam, coming from a very poor family. And she regularly come to the Samadhi on every Thursday, walking a long distance, very poor family.
Oh.
And she attends...
In Kollam Samadhi.
Kollam, Punalur Samadhi. Punalur okay. Samadhi in Kollam district.
Mm.
Without fail, she comes for Prashanti Ilaya Seva every time. She lost her Mangalya Sutra on one day. She was crying, praying to Swami every day, went to the public relation office, made a complaint, and every day she was going to the public relation office to see whether they got this, somebody got it, might have given to the PRO office.
She lost the Mangal Sutra.
Mangal Sutra with the thread.
Okay.
Yellow thread.
That is the thread that the Indian women wear around their neck as a symbol of the marriage.
More important than their own life.
Yeah.
Matrimonial bond.
Yeah.
And her husband is a heart patient. He was on bed in her house. So she was very much worried. The Mangala Sutra has lost. Going to the public relations office every day to see whether they have got it or not. On the fifth day, when the Whitefield Hospital program was there, she got a packet of prasadam, and inside the prasadam the Mangala Sutra was there. The thread color was changed with kungam. Okay. It was red on that day.
Uh-huh.
And she was explaining this beautiful anecdote and Bhagawan's presence. On another day, again this batch, on last batch, I mean, on another day, elderly Sevadal sister who is serving in the shopping complex, one day when she was writing something as a part of her duty, something fell on her head from nowhere. When she touched it, it was complete a huge quantity of kumkum.
Okay.
So Bhagavan is proving again and again that Swami hasn't gone anywhere. Bhagavan is with us in each and every split of second, taking care of each and every one of us.
Okay, sir. So we have discussed many service activities starting from the SRP, that is the Sri Satya Sai Rehabilitation Program, then about the Sri Satya Sai Village Integrated Program, the Prema Dhara, the Vasu Dhara Project, the STOP Project also. So thank you for coming to the studios and thank you for sharing all this with our listeners.
And we express our gratitude to Radio Sai team. And we pray to Bhagavan, because it is the Radio Sai brothers who are working here and different parts of the country are taking Bhagavan's message to lakhs and lakhs people. And we are so happy to work with the brothers who are serving Swami here. And it's a great opportunity Radio Sai has given us to express our gratitude to Swami and the activities that are being conducted in Kerala under the organization with the infinite grace of Bhagavan. Sai Ram to all of you.
Sai Ram. Thank you.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram. Sai Ram, dear listeners, this is Radio Sai Global Harmony's Asia Stream and you are listening to the segment Service Love in Action. And I am Team Radio Sai Raghu. Dear listeners, in this segment today, I played for you a conversation that I recorded a couple of days back with Professor Mukundan, the State President of Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization of the State Kerala. And in this conversation, as you heard, dear listeners, Professor Mukundan told us about the various service activities that the Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization is undertaking in the state of Kerala. And dear listeners, I hope you enjoyed it and I hope you got inspired and benefited by it. Do send us your feedback and comments on this conversation. As always, you can email us. Our email ID is listener@radiosai.org. And the time in our studio is 12:30 and it's time for me to take a leave and hand over the Thursday Life baton to Prem and Arvind for the next segment of today's Thursday Life, that is Afternoon Satsang. As always, placing this segment at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan, I'll be signing off, leaving you with a couple of bhajans from the album Bhavanjali. Jai Sai Ram.
Sharanya Dinanatha Dina Sharanya Dinanatha Karuna Sagar Sai Baba सागर साई करुणा सागर साई सीता रामा राधे श्यामा सीता रामा राधे Sundar Rama.
Sharon.